Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're listening to us on a regular basis, well, first of all, thank you very much. You know that our focus on Healing Quest is natural health and holistic wellness. And you may also know that for some time now, we've been exploring infrared saunas in extensive detail. And we've done that because of the research we've seen about the health benefits of infrared saunas.
Now, these benefits are psychological as well as physical. And in fact, the results of another clinical trial on that topic have recently been released. The research was conducted at UC San Francisco and focused on using infrared sauna technology to treat depression without using pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, in full disclosure, we should note that the sauna used in the study was supplied by Clearlight Saunas, and Clearlight is a sponsor of Healing Quest. So joining us now to discuss this latest research is Dr. Raleigh Duncan, the founder of Clearlight Saunas and an expert on infrared technology. Hi, Dr. Duncan.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Roy. Happy to be here.
It feels like we should say congratulations first. Are we putting this in the right, you know, in the right context?
Well, I think so. And the study's still ongoing. So they've had preliminary things. So there's still more to be revealed. So it's an ongoing thing. There's really a lot of studies going. But yeah, we're excited. So we'll start there.
Well, I think we're talking about the UCSF scientists that reported within a week of their infrared sauna session, quote, participants experienced a rapid and robust reduction in depressive symptoms. Now, how does infrared heating create results like that?
Well, there seems to be a correlation between heating the core body temperature, raising core body temperature. And there's many different things going on behind the scenes internally in the body. There's things going on in the brain. There's a possible resetting of the thermoregulation, because it's found that people that are depressed actually don't sweat a lot. So their thermoregulation, and this is something we had talked about in the past, that this reset of thermoregulation and reset of autonomic nervous system, we think is behind a lot of this. So there's a lot of moving parts happening within the body.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So this is, you've mentioned, this is not the first time that that infrared technology has been studied in this context. So what's new and different about what happened with the folks at UCSF?
So there's been a few studies. One I can think of is in 2015, Hanush and Jansen, that did a study for people with really not severe, but just below severe major depressive disorders, and were helped by infrared. So in the UCSF study, they're looking to find a device, and they found our device, what we call our curve lay down dome sauna, something that would be very affordable for people to have in their home. So it's one thing to go into a clinic and have, get into some apparatus that costs tens of thousands of dollars. And then they, after a week, they go, okay, we'll see you. But to have something you can use at home regularly to people with depression or other types of ailments. Yeah.
So the results that I read were really, it said it was important that what was used was commercially available so that
yes,
it would be easily accessible to folks.
Easily accessible. Yes. That's the watchword. You know, that's something that I've been passionate about. And that was one of the reasons when we came out with the Curve many years ago.
That's what I was going to say. This feels to me like the Curve sauna dome is exactly what you've been talking about when you're thinking about making the U.S. a sauna culture.
Well, and a lot of people don't have room to put a whole big wooden sauna. You know, they live in apartments, and we've installed many in apartments. Don't get me wrong, but this will stand up in the corner. It's actually two half-domed cylinders that slide together, and you can set them up. It's just enough to lay down, and then they extend. Very, very simple design.
And very cool. Or I guess I should say very hot.
Very hot, yeah.
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 I think we need to do a caveat here and say that all infrared sauna technology is not the same. This study was only measuring the results from a clear light sauna. So I think that's really important. I'm not saying that other saunas can't deliver these results, only that The one that was used in the UCSF study was very specifically a clear light sauna.
Right. And we've taken great pains to make sure that the there's no EMFs and, you know, we do testing for any type of outgassing to make sure that no chemicals are coming, things like that. We've been doing it a long time. So, and the wavelengths are very important. Which wavelengths are coming off of the heaters, yeah.
Right, and in your saunas, you have the three, the far, the near, and the medium, right?
Yes, in this dome, it's just far infrared.
Okay.
In the curved dome, it's what we use for years and years, and those are low EMF heaters. And the great thing about the curve, about this dome product, is that you're very close to the heaters. So it maintains... A very even heat over the entire body.
Well, it looks like the UCSF scientists reported that study participants achieved a core body temperature of 101.3 degrees after just a single sauna session. So why is a core body temperature of 101.3 degrees important?
Well, I think what they were trying to do was to try to replicate what had been done earlier in other studies. So that was a threshold of raising core body temperature up. We don't recommend that people do that all the time,
okay.
You know, because it does take a while to do that. And they had actually people with wet towels, you know, mopping off the forehead. So normally in a sauna set, like one of our saunas are in the curve, you're going to raise your core body temperature a little and you still get great benefit. But this is more in a clinical setting.
I was going to say that we might want to just say, don't try this at home. You know, this sounds like you might want to be supervised if you're doing something like this.
Yeah, and most people are not going to lay down in a sauna like that for a long time. I can't remember the exact time, but it was over an hour. So.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Yes.
And we had talked about the Finnish study before, and that was only 20 minutes. So. Using the sauna for just 20 minutes will get you tremendous amount of benefit and also help your mood and, you know, definitely gets things going.
And, I can attest to that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Roy would probably agree that it definitely helps my mood.
Yeah.
So the report that I read on this refers to something called whole body hypothermia.
Yes.
As the protocol they were using. So what is this whole body hypothermia? Is that a fancy name for just getting in your sauna?
Well, you could say if you get in your sauna, and especially if it's our sauna where you have the heaters all around you, like we designed them in front of you, behind you, on the sides, you're going to get whole body hypothermia. But it really is talking about something we don't do a lot here in the United States. It's not FDA approved as a treatment. Like there are cancer clinics in Europe that will use whole body hypothermia, taking your body up to a very high temperature so that you're monitored. In those cases, you're going above that 101.3 and you're on all kinds of devices and you have a doctor and a nurse there because you can die if you take your temperature up too high. So it's nothing to fool with. But it does treat many illnesses outside of this country. So
if you're just joining us, I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks, and you're listening to Healing Quest. And we're speaking with Dr. Raleigh Duncan of Clear Light Saunas about new research showing that infrared sauna heat can help treat depression, which I find really fascinating. Well, you know, depression affects 1 in 15 adults in any given year. So do you see a major medical application for infrared sauna technology?
Well, I definitely do, especially all the different research that's coming out and the outcomes from cardio health, mental health, and all-cause mortality from the Finnish study. I hope to see in my lifetime infrared saunas in every clinic. You know, it actually should be like that and in more homes. Again, trying to create this sauna culture because I think we'll be happier, healthier, and live longer and be more active if we can just put a little heat in our life.
That never hurts.
It sounds like this study represents a big step forward toward that. So congratulations. I think this is a landmark event.
Yeah, and our hats off to everyone at UCSF and Dr. Mason for this, because she really spearheaded this and carried it to where it is now.
Thanks, Raleigh. We've been speaking with Dr. Raleigh Duncan about the results of a clinical study at UCSF showing that infrared sauna technology can help treat major depression and do so without pharmaceutical drugs. Dr. Duncan's a leader in the world of infrared saunas, EMF, and an expert on how healing heat from an infrared sauna can help achieve total wellness.
You can learn more about Clear Light infrared saunas on our website, healingquest.tv. That's healingquest.tv. And remember, if you use the promo code HEALINGQUEST, you're going to get a special deal.
Coming up next, Judy's Wild Woman Wisdom segment with documentary filmmaker Phoebe Rubin.
Well, the second season of the podcast, Work While You Have the Light, with her co-host, Erica Tanamachi, is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, she's a very amazing wild woman, I would just say that. She's very accomplished. So I think you're going to enjoy my conversation with Phoebe.
And a reminder, Healing Quest podcasts are available at our website, healingquest.tv.
You know, they're also available anywhere you listen to your podcast. So you can find them on iHeart for sure and just about any place else. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Healing Quest. And we love hearing from you. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. And you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeart Radio.